O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, we pray.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international ministry proclaiming Jesus Christ as Savior and exalting Him as Lord. This is Steve McLean, inviting you to stay with us for the next 15 minutes as we worship God in song and Bible study.
Prince of Peace, mighty God, O Lord God Almighty.
Beloved, we're so glad to welcome you back to Moments of Inspiration. Have you ever wondered what the voice of Jesus was like? And do the scriptures tell us anything about it? Well, our special treat today is to hear Brother Larry Branham come back and share with us a message entitled, The Voice of the Lord, taken initially from Psalm 29. Before the message, we'll share with you a song written by Ken Young and performed by Hal Al by the same title, The Voice of the Lord.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters, the God of all glory thunders. The voice of the Lord is filled with power, the voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon, He makes her skip like a calf. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning, it shakes the desert sand. Oh, listen and hear as the silence is shattered, with all of creation rejoice. Oh, listen and hear, for one day all the nations will bow at the sound of His voice. The voice of the Lord is over the waters, the God of all glory thunders. The voice of the Lord is filled with power, the voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon, He makes her skip like a calf. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning, it shakes the desert sand. Oh, listen and hear as the silence is shattered, with all of creation rejoice. Oh, listen and hear, for one day all the nations will bow at the sound of His voice. Oh, listen and hear as the silence is shattered, with all of creation rejoice. Oh, listen and hear, for one day all the nations will bow at the sound of His voice.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. Psalm 29, verses 3 through 8. John 5:28-29 says, Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear His voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. Have you ever wondered what the voice of Jesus was like? Was it deep and mellow? Would He have been a bass, a baritone, or a tenor if they had sung in different voice parts instead of the chants that were common then? Was His voice soothing or hard? Of course, there is no way for us to know. However, these two passages, one from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament, tell us a great deal about the voice of the Lord. Psalm 29 says that the voice of the Lord is very powerful. With a voice like thunder, the Lord can destroy mountains and shake deserts. With a voice like lightning, He can break tall trees. His voice is majestic. When God spoke to the Israelites from Mount Sinai, it made the mountain shake, and the people were so frightened that they requested that God not speak to them directly again, but just address Moses and let Moses relay the message. I suppose that anyone who has ever heard God's voice has had much the same reaction. That is, until Jesus became human and had a human voice. I don't know for sure, but I suspect that the human voice of Jesus was easy to listen to. He often spoke words of comfort and encouragement to people, and I imagine the tone of his voice was very pleasing when he did that. When the disciples of John the Baptizer came to him with a question from John about whether Jesus really was the Messiah, Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me." Matthew 11:4-6. Now, he could have spoken harshly, telling John's friends something like, "You go tell John, he knows who I am. He's the one who pointed me out and told the others that I am the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Tell him he's condemned if he doubts." Yes, he could have spoken like that, but he didn't. We do know, of course, that the voice of Jesus was extremely powerful. He could simply speak a word and stop a raging storm on the Sea of Galilee. Or he could just say something and bring about a complete healing of a diseased person. On one occasion, he spoke three words, "Lazarus, come forth," and a man who had been dead 4 days came out of the grave alive again. That voice had power in it, and it still does. In the passage we read from John 5, we learn that Jesus is going to do something very much like what he did at the tomb of Lazarus, but on a much larger scale. Hear it again. "Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned." Yes, the time is coming when Jesus will just speak the word, and all people who have died will hear his voice and respond to it obediently. They will be raised to life again and come out of their graves wherever they are, no matter how long they've been there. Decomposed bodies will become recomposed bodies. The one who spoke the universe into existence, the one who created our human bodies in the first place, will have no difficulty at all in restoring life to our dead bodies. I have a question for you, though. When Jesus speaks the word on Resurrection Day, will you thrill to hear his voice, or will you cringe in fear, wishing you couldn't hear it? That, my friend, depends on you. If you have heard his voice, his call, and responded to it in obedience to his gospel, then you will joyfully respond to him when he calls you forth from the grave. But if you have rejected him, if you have refused to hear and obey him in this life, then his wake-up call on that day will fill your heart with terror. Make no mistake about it, you will hear his voice. It's up to you to decide now how it will sound to you then.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's
that's drawing near. When this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes, Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. And I hear the voice of many angels sing, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the cry of every longing heart, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the voice of many angels sing, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the cry.
Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God. Lift up your countenance, for the victory is won. Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God, and give the glory to the Holy One. Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God.
We invite you to write to us if you would like to receive a free Bible correspondence course and a free modern English translation of the Scriptures, or if you would simply like to share your thoughts and prayer requests. Our mailing address is Moments of Inspiration, Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. That's Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. Or you may send us an email at moiradio@sbcglobal.net. You can find all of this information and much more at our new website. The new website is very simple to remember, momentsofinspiration.org. Thank you so much for joining us, and be sure to tune in again at the same time next week for Moments of Inspiration.
And give the glory to the Holy.